Hello, Sun family. Welcome to a new episode of Underline, where we bring your fave celebs and we ask them 10 fun questions. This is Andiswa and I am your host. Today we are joined by a young and talented rapper. His name is Lucas Raps. I can't wait to chat to him. And without further ado, let's chat to him. Hi, Lucas Raps.
Yo, what's going on?
Great, how are you?
I'm all good.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Underline. So, great. So I've got 10 questions for you. Are you good to go?
Yes,
sir. Cool. So if your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
It would be You Don't Know by Lucas F and Staying Alive by DJ Khaled and Chandrake and Lil Baby.
Okay. And what's something your followers would not know about you?
What's something my followers would not know about me?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would have to be that I'm not arrogant.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
No, I get you though. I think most rappers are.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag is a vibe.
Yes. Okay. And what are the three words that describe Lucas Raps?
Pardon?
What are the three words that describe you?
Three words that describe me.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is an acronym that I'm going to use it. YOG.
Okay, what does that stand for?
Young Original Gangster.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right, so Young Original Gangster. What's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
Sorry, you cut out there for a second.
All right. So the question was, what's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
The best piece of advice I've received was from my mom, and she said, don't take advice from anybody.
Okay.
And the best advice I give to people is, don't take advice from anybody.
The best advice you give to people is?
Don't take advice from anybody.
Oh, okay. That is such smart advice, actually. So smart.
Yes.
Okay. What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you?
The weirdest thing a fan has ever done to me or for me?
Both. For you or to you?
The weirdest thing a fan has ever done to me, I've let me bring in my face by a fan before.
You've what on your face?
I've got bitten in my face.
What was happening?
I don't know. I think the excitement got to the shorty. And she bit my face. I don't know how else to explain that. She bit my face like she was biting a bird.
Oh my goodness. That is so weird and nasty.
Yeah, I won't lie. But yeah, that might be the weirdest thing a fan has done to me. The weirdest thing the fan has done for me, I don't find it weird, I find it cool, but maybe it'll fit in the bracket. A fan who was working at Nando's, he stopped working and took me outside to his car and asked if I could sign the inside of his roof.
Of his roof?
Yeah, I signed the inside of his roof.
Wow!
Yeah.
That is so crazy. You have crazy fans.
Yeah, I love
Okay, so the next question is, if you had a full day off, no responsibilities, what would you do?
Go to a spa.
Okay, well-deserved rest.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Okay, and if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
To control time, so pretty much to stop time at any point. But I'm still good, so just having more controls over time.
Smart idea. And what has been your best or worst date?
date.
Mm-hmm.
This date has to have been probably I flew a girl out from Cape Town one time, and that was flat. That was like my best date, one of. And then worst date, probably when I broke up with my ex. I took her on a date and I broke up with her.
But why would you take her out if you're gonna break up with her?
Because there was too much noise at the house and I needed a place that we just needed to chill.
Okay. This is the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
My most worn thing in my wardrobe would have to be
Your most expensive piece of clothing.
Oh, my most expensive. That would be, I'd say, the off-white dunk that I have, the Nike off-white dunk.
Okay.
I think the price went up off the Virgil test, so I do the lunch.
What's that?
The price of the shoe also went up after Virgil's passing, so shout out to the legend for that RIP.
Got it. Lucas, thank you so much for chatting to us. That was all. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you to Lucas for joining us on this week's episode. I can't wait to see you guys again next week when we interview another one of your favorite celebs. For now, it's bye.